The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 99.1 FM, as well as our faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you are doing great today. And I really want to say thank God it's Thursday, because Thursday is a good day. But you know what's even a better day? I know Rich is looking at me. Rich is going to say Friday is the best day of the week, because thank God it's Friday. But my guest today tells us that thank God it's Monday is the day to be. And the reason she says that is because we can create great times at our workplace, that it, whether we own it for our customers or whether we go there every day. And this is a terrific book. And she's going to tell us how to be happy at work. Now, for those of you that might be out of work and are looking for work, this might be a good thing to look for, a workplace that makes you happy. Now, I know they kind of don't go hand in hand, you know, work and happy. I mean, work means work and happy means outside of work. But, you know, on something that for most people do 40, 50, 60 hours a week, wouldn't it be great to be happy at it? Well, my guest today has written a book, as I said, named Just That. Thank God It's Monday. Roxanne Emmerich is, Roxanne, hi, and welcome to Shannon's Corner.
Thank you for having me, and it's only just a few days left until Monday.
We're almost
there again.
Well, Thursday is probably a pretty good day, too. If you like Monday, Thursday must be equally as good, right?
Well, it's okay to say thank God it's Friday. It's just
you're
that
right.
Most people lose their ability to ever say thank God it's Monday after their first 2 weeks of work.
Right.
Because you know, they come in on their first day, and their shoes are shine, and they're ready to set the world on fire. And within about 2 weeks, they discover they work with a lot of people with issues. And so they have the excuse makers and the gossips and the whiners and the energy vampires. And quickly people lose their passion to be extraordinary that they came in with. And they set their sights squarely on shooting wildly for mediocrity.
Right.
And so this book is about how to get that new job feeling back and how to get it for everyone around you at the same time so that you can have a transformation in your organization to make it fun and results-oriented.
Well, and that's the key right there, isn't it? Results-oriented. The more fun you are having at work, the more productive you feel, the better you feel appreciated, the better job you're going to do. Isn't that the truth?
That's right. Fun isn't frivolous. You know,
right.
If you look at Southwest Airlines, here's a company that made tons and tons of money, and Money Magazine listed them as being one of the top 30 stocks, or it was number one stock over 30 years, and they're proof that fun is not frivolous,
mm-hmm.
that it's a bottom line issue, and nowadays only the fun survive. And so it's not only just about fun, but it's about creating massive results in the right areas and having that fun tied into that.
I see. So this is kind of the new wave of work, isn't it? It's kind of the Google model or, there's the new places with the younger crew that have come in. And, you know, you see them. I think we saw something on 60 Minutes a few months ago where you saw them kind of playing ball and throwing things around during their workday, but they were getting a lot done. So this is the new wave. Is it because when you're having fun as an employer, you're appreciating your employees and not just taking them as workers, you're taking them as whole people?
Exactly. Gallup organization said that 70% of the workplace population is disengaged. They said that before the recession, so I imagine it's worse.
Mm.
And that one out of every three payroll dollars is lost due to disengaged employees. And so this is a huge bottom line issue. But more importantly than this, it's a spiritual issue. It's like we need to love our work. We spend most of our, you know, it's who we are. It's an expression of us. And so it's not okay just to buy into the story that work is something I have to do. It's something we get to do, and
right.
We've lost that. And I know there's people on the line who are saying, oh, for goodness sakes, come off the happy bus, Roxanne. There's no way. You should know my work organization. And I will tell you, I've been doing this for 20 years. I have worked with the hardest, most messed up organizations. And we have had organizations, we've had banks that were in the throes of FDIC who couldn't get it turned around, and FDIC was about to shut them down, who are now in the top 5% of performers. It's a huge bottom line issue, but it's also a huge issue about preserving the soul and the aliveness of people.
So you go into companies and you teach them how to be more productive by having more fun, appreciating your employees, and having the employees appreciate where they go to work, right? I mean, this is what your company does.
Exactly. And it's more than just that, because there's other organizations that do that. We do this in a day. And so we do this thing called a kick butt kickoff, which is explained in the Thank God It's Monday book, that shows organizations a process of how to transform the organization one day in a very, very powerful way, and to have a whole lot of fun doing it.
Okay.
And so, you know, the key is that it's about making agreements with each other about how we're going to treat each other, how we're going to treat customers, and what does extraordinary look like. And then having no excuses, none whatsoever. You know, whenever we slip, we get back on the horse, we get going again, and we celebrate every little step along the way. By having that celebration, that's the fun. And people forget to celebrate. It's kind of like, oh, you know, we have a recession. We stink. Everything stinks.
Right.
And
it's
people
true.
Are caught up
yeah.
in this lack
in
of joy, and it's not necessary. There's a huge opportunity for organizations to grow and prosper, and recessions are the time to pull ahead.
Now, if you're an employee and you pick up this book, can you help your employer understand that, of course, you know, we know that it comes from the top down. So if you're an employee, you really can't change it. You can change yourself, you can show up, you can be strong, you can celebrate maybe what you do. But if the organization has to change by picking up Thank God It's Monday, can we help our boss see where it needs to change?
That's a great question. This book is about the whole concept here is that anybody can turn an organization around. And why do I say that? Because I know it, because I've seen it. I've seen the guy who pushes the broom turn it around. I've seen the head of technology turn it around. I've seen the receptionist turn it around. And so I encourage people to not only just buy the book, but buy one for their boss.
Right.
Not in a passive-aggressive way where they throw it at them, but but actually give it to them and say, here's a gift. I really want to do this. Please read this. Let's do this together. And to give it to several of their friends and any friend that they have that who doesn't like it. I also recommend that they immediately go to thankgoditsmoney.com and sign up. I have a free email that goes out with an audio learning that's a 1 minute audio every Monday morning, and our clients go nuts over it. They say it completely transforms their organization because it gets people to understand how to make the dysfunctional stuff go away and how to get back on track again.
Okay, and part of the dysfunctional stuff, of course, is gossip, isn't it? It's a no-no. I know that because I've read your book, but it is a no-no, isn't it?
Yeah, the way that I see gossip is I think it's the worst workplace violence that you can get. I think it's worse than bringing baseball bats and beating the heck out of each other because there's no repairing from it.
Yeah.
Everyone gets hurt, the person who gossiped, the person who was gossiped about, and the people who were the whining tree who allowed it to come in, who didn't know enough to say, sounds like you need to go talk to Joe right now so we don't hurt each other. And so, you know, making agreements that if I've got an issue with you, I'm coming to you and we are talking about it is very, very important. And knowing, I cover in the book the concept called calling it tight, which means if you see something going wrong, don't wait for your boss to say something or that person's boss to say something. Step up and ask her what you need right away at that particular moment. On page 63 of the book, I have a quote by Aristotle Onassis, and he says, the secret of business is to know something that nobody else knows.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think there's lots of secrets of business that are such uncommon sense, and one of them is ask her what you need in a functional way.
Uh-huh. Okay, not in a whiny, cranky, I need it way, but a functional way.
It's a rare practice in business, and just that alone can create a huge transformation in results, but also in the sanity of the people working there.
Okay, so this is a book certainly for employers. As somebody who owns a company needs to pick up this book to understand how to make it more productive, how to make everybody be glad to come to work because then they get better from their employees. This is also a book for employees so they can change themselves, possibly change the company. And is it also a book for somebody looking for a job so they can maybe target the kind of place they should and want to work at?
Absolutely. When you have this kind of mindset, and I have a client who did this basically using these principles, he went off, he knew he was going to be laid off from one company. He had the most amazing experience with what he did with his employees to wrap up there, and he made a commitment. Hey, guys, we're all going to help each other find jobs as soon as this layoff is over, and so we're going to be a stand together. We're going to show how powerful we were after we were laid off. We can make that happen. And you know, the thing about this book, and I think the reason it's been holding New York Times for 3 weeks in a row since its release and
congratulations.
Walker Journal bestseller, is that it's a book that organizations all read together, just like the old Seven Habits book from back in the 80s.
Right.
This is a book where they buy it for every employee and say, we are sitting down together. Let's take chapter one. How are we going to implement this? Let's take chapter two. How are we going to implement this? And so it's a book that you implement, not just read.
Okay, so it's a book for everybody to implement, not just read, everybody to get it so that you can change your workplace, because you're absolutely right. If you're happy at work, everything is happier and you're more productive. So whether you're the employer or the employee, this is the book for you. It's Thank God It's Monday by Roxanne Emmerich, and you said you have a website, which is thankgoditsmonday.com, which you can get on Shannon's Corner by going through WTBQ or just go on thankgoditsmonday.com. Thank you, Roxanne, for joining me today. It's a terrific book. You've done a great job with it.
I sure appreciate it, and I really do think we can change the workplace forever.
Good for you. Well, thanks. I agree with you. Well, that was terrific. Again, it's Thank God It's Monday, Roxanne Emmerich.